Chapter 19, Build Up New Centers.
People are encouraged to settle in Battle Creek, to give their influence to the building up of a modern Jerusalem. This is not after God's order. Thus other places are deprived of facilities that they should have. Enlarge ye, spread ye, yes, but not in one place only. Go out and establish centers of influence in places where nothing or next to nothing has been done. Break up your consolidated mass. Diffuse the saving beams of light into the darkened corners of the earth. A work similar to that of an eagle stirring up her nest needs to be done. Moab hath been at ease from his youth, and he hath settled on his lees, and hath not been emptied from vessel to vessel, neither hath he gone into captivity. Therefore his taste remaineth in him, and his scent is not changed. Read in Jeremiah 48, verse 11. This is true of many of the believers who are coming to Battle Creek. Many have a spasmodic zeal in battle, but their light is like that of a meteor that flashes across the heavens and then goes out. Let God's workmen, who have the interests of his cause at heart, do something for the colored people in the southern field. Let not God's stewards be content merely to touch this field with the tips of their fingers. Let those at the heart of the work plan in earnest for this field. Many have talked about it, but what are they doing as the stewards of God's means? Why do they feel at liberty to bind up God's capital of means at Battle Creek? Why do they do the very things that they have been warned not to do? The matter is becoming serious, for warnings and entreaties have been given in vain. The arms of power in Battle Creek are being extended more and more widely, seeking to control the work far and near, and to crush that which they cannot control. I lift my voice in protest. The spirit that now controls is not the spirit of the Lord. The Lord has blessed Battle Creek again and again by pouring out his spirit upon the church and the workers. But how few have cherished the influence of the spirit? How few have expended their money as God has directed? Means has been expended in educating those who knew the truth, while fields that are wholly unenlightened have been neglected. Had ministers gone out as Christ has commissioned them, had they used the gifts entrusted them to carry the light to those in darkness, they would have obtained far more knowledge of God and of Christ than they have obtained by seeking additional education in our schools.